it's not the kind, it's not the kind.
Maybe in another life.
And I have successes and I have work and it's meaningful, but the meaning isn't quite as meaningful, the fulfilling isn't quite as fulfilling.
Explain it.
I have value, I have work.
Anyway, I gotta get back to my daily grind, though.
So. I'm not infused with my talent.
Our stories, to be recognized, to be forgiven, and to be redeemed, accepted back into our community. This ritual was our way to stay connected to people and to resolve our anxiety before it could take us so far from humanity that we would be lost. In these places, I found the truest stories in support groups, in hospitals. Anywhere people had nothing left to lose, that's where they told the most truth. While writing Invisible Monsters, I'd call telephone sex numbers and ask people to tell me their dirtiest stories. You can just call and say, "Hey, everybody, I'm looking for hot brother and sister incest stories. Let's hear yours." Or, "Tell me your dirtiest, filthiest cross-dressing fantasy." And you'll be taking notes for hours. Because it's only sound, it's like an obscene radio show. Some people are terrible actors, but some will break your heart. On one call, a kid talked about being blackmailed into having sex with a policeman who threatened to have his parents charged with abuse and neglect. The policeman gave the kid gonorrhea, and the parents he was trying to save, they threw him out to live on the street. Telling his story, near the end, the kid started to cry. If he was lying, it was a magnificent performance, a tiny one-on-one piece of theater. If it was a story, it was still a great story. So, of course, I used it in a book. The world is made of people telling stories. Look at the stock market, look at fashion. And any long story, any novel, is just a combination of short stories. While researching my fourth book, Choke, I sat in on sex addict talk therapy sessions, twice each week for 6 months, Wednesday and Friday nights.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Mr. Maestro, Leonard Bernstein, take number one. Mr. Bernstein, I have the utmost respect for you. Your music is both pure and honest. And that is why I have chosen you to present the truth about me to the world. My name is Sam Bick, and I consider myself a grain of sand. On this beach called America, there are 211 million grains of sand, 3 billion on the beach we call Earth. If I am lucky, the action that I am about to take will show the powerful that even the least grain of sand has in him the power to destroy them.
Batman is killed in a wicker chair disaster. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. 420-pound Tony Grushecki died today of massive wicker trauma as the chair he was sitting in collapsed. Coroner Edward Reynoso released his report today.
Forensic evidence indicates that the chair in which Mr. Grushecki sat gave out at approximately 1 a.m. today, driving sharp wicker spears upward of 2 feet into his morbidly obese body.
Examiners say Grushecki's enormous rolls of fat were insufficient to protect him from the deadly spears, and many of his vital organs were wickered. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News. Find the Onion at your newsstand or visit theonion.com.
I'm not using my talent in my rewarding friendships, in my intimate relation. I'm not using my talent really in the successes and in the work that's both fulfilling and meaningful. My talent is not a part of my value. I have value and I have worth, but talent is missing. I don't have that aspect or that portion, that ingredient of worth and value, and therefore I'm left unsettled. I'm left feeling hungry. And so often it is the very lack of knowing what the talent is and the utilization of it that does leave you unsettled, that does leave you hungry, never quite feeling the success, never quite knowing or finding exactly what it is that you want.
Under the machine are notes written on menus, calling cards, toilet paper, matchboxes. Meet the Countess Cathcart at 4. If Easter falls in Lady Day's lap, beware old England of the clap. The reindeer, the otter, the marmink, the mink frog, and so on. The piano stands in a corner near the Belvedere, a frail black box with silver candlesticks. The black keys have been bitten off by the spaniels. There are albums marked Beethoven, Bach, Liszt, Chopin, filled with bills, manicure sets, chess pieces, marbles, and dice. When he is in good humor, Kronstadt will open an album marked Goya and play something for you in the key of C. He can play operas, minuets, schottisches, rondos, sarabands, preludes, fugues, waltzes, military marches. He can play Czerny, Prokofiev, or Granados. He can even improvise and whistle a Provençal air at the same time. But it must be in the key of C. So it doesn't matter how many black keys are missing or whether the spaniels breed or don't breed. If the bell gets out of order, if the toilet doesn't flush, if the poem is...
Explain. I'm sorry. I need to see you. Meet me in Fuller's office.
I know the truth.
Where are you?
You could call it the end of the world.
You ever seen fire in zero gravity? It's beautiful. It's like liquid. Slides all over everything. Comes up in waves. Wave after wave.
Not fast enough. Then he shot Daniel twice and ran out.
That little guy can't do it anymore. He just can't do it anymore. because there's a cancer in the system. The whole system has a cancer, and I'm being punished because I resist. But somebody has to resist. Just somebody has to resist.
Of wavelength of light and thus its color. Now, the hologram is really taking things one step further in that when you see something, you see your eyes, your perception is related to intensity, and you happen to have two pictures of intensity, and you kind of integrate that into a three-dimensional
image.
Kind of an
interferometer.
That's your experience. In reality, the light waves that are coming back to you have both intensity and phase, and the three-dimensional part of the picture really is encoded in the phase. I'm oversimplifying a bit. But what the hologram permits one to do is record both the intensity and the phase information, so you're essentially able to reconstruct the three-dimensional image from the recorded information. A hologram meaning the whole picture as opposed to just the intensity. You can take that and run with it a little bit as a metaphor. The idea that here is that it's possible in certain circumstances to record a whole in something very small or a part. In a hologram, you'll find that a whole three-dimensional image is recorded in something that's very small, basically a pattern encoded in.
Well, that's one aspect of what's called reducing government, modifying government, to be more precise. Another aspect of it is what's called devolution, you know, reducing, moving governmental power from federal to the state level.
Only look for the money. Follow the money. It was a bad dream, which we're on the verge of redreaming.
It was an ugly time. It truly was. It was a time when you kept rubbing your eyes and ears to believe that it was really happening. And it lasted so long.
God damn it! God damn it!
And that has a kind of a rationale that you hear all over the time and place. For example, there was an op-ed a couple of weeks ago in the New York Times by John Kogan, the Hoover Institute at Stanford, who's pointed out what he called a philosophical issue that divides the Democrats and the Republicans. The philosophical issue is that the Democrats believe in big government and entitlement, and the Republicans believe in getting power down closer to the people.
New metaphysics. He tells it what it is. Requires so much attention. Attention to detail. The big picture. All the self-referential questions. I mean, even more than normal. Way more than normal. Definitely.
Here's what's going to happen.
And newmetaphysics.com, of course. Download. Play them through a machine and make it sound like it's coming from a machine.
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to stay on the line, and you're not going to interrupt. You're not going to speak for any reason. Some of this you know, but I'm going to start at the top.
Make it sound like it's coming from a radio or a boombox, or make it sound like it's coming from the TV, and it's a show about very late at night, outside. I'm gonna put video to it, make it seem like a TV show.
Say I saw the female anatomy before I even knew what female anatomy was.
It's like a gauntlet. Gauntlet reality. So what do you do after it's all not only been done, but reiterated and commented upon even further? What do you do then? People are going to want food. And they're going to want you to violate the commandments without their conscious awareness, of course. I don't want to have any of that.
Yeah. My father owned the type of clubs where women danced in the nude.
And sold meat wholesale in the back. Or was it the front? A victim of the language, my friends. It's all on me like bacteria and viruses.
Prayer begins. Our Father, which art in heaven.
And then it crawls back and forth as though time was here like a gauntlet baton.
It was drugs, it was alcohol, it was cocaine.
You get the picture. Pretty sophisticated today. Pretty sophisticated today.
All I want is a little piece of the American dream. Like my father and his father. Is that too much to expect?
Could it have begun our mother? This is a metaphorical image. This is a symbolic image.
Man, I just felt like I crawled through a colon. I read in a book recently. One of that genre called thrillers. You know, movies on paper. Made into a screenplay and then exported into longer prose. Broken down into chapter simulacra. And then read as though it was a screenplay. As though it was a movie. Read as though it was a book. All at the same time.
How many simulated worlds like this are there?
Except that marketing thing coming in. Belying the secret of our current section of colon. It's about the about. Trying to tell us. When you're enjoying program, pieces of program, whatever form, whatever box, whatever it looks like, you're not really doing that. Now, are you? Not doing that at all.
And to make the point that it's not your father, your physical father. We have our Father who art in heaven. But heaven again is a symbolic idea. Where it would heaven be? It is no place.
Metaphysics the right resonance for you right now, proof in the pudding. QED, my friends, always.
Thousands, but yours is the only one that ever created a simulation within the simulation.
Well, once you've done one, as they say on death row, might as well go and pretend you're not crawling through a brown tunnel, only inches high, but fluted, taking advantage of the time-space in this case. Remember your math. Don't leave home without it. Gary Geiserman, hanging off every word. And secretly singing along with every piece of music. Phrase, piece.
Mr. Bernstein, sir, there are people who sit and wait their lives away on the promise of a dream that will not come. They are the sheep.
All of the references of religious and mythological images are to planes of consciousness or fields of experience potential in the human spirit. And these are to evoke attitudes and experiences that are appropriate to a meditation on the mystery of the source of your own being.
Confusion about how I was feeling about you, and then you telling me I should date other people, and then I was feeling attracted to him, and...
I mean, a kind of an art today is how to not referench. How to just do it. Do it alone. Get them things the fuck off me. I don't even think you can do that today.
We have a great deal to be thankful for as Americans tonight.
You've chosen El Dorado with front-wheel drive. It's our most...
But there are also many, many more like us, Maestro. Will not be pushed around.
It's come when the masses of the people have been pushed to the wall, when they cannot any longer redress their grievances through the legal political machinery of this country. We're not the decision makers. The masses are. If the masses think that it's time to overthrow the system, then there's nothing you or the president or anyone else can do.
Sticking on you like bad breath. Don't even think about it. I'm willing to blow cover for you. As long as I still have, some kind of a gauze-like layer.
He had...
I'll crawl. Keep crawling.
All of a sudden, this comes back. I invited you over for dinner, and we were going to sit out on my deck. It was right before the 4th of July. And we sat out on my deck and had dinner, and you liked what I had prepared. I had barbecue chicken. Cornbread.
When you talk to them, you know, hey, they think the same way I do, and they know what I'm talking about. And I don't have to defend myself to them, and I don't have to try and convert them, and I don't have to try and have them convert me.
He wants me to cut it.
Well, it's a job, Sam. Shave it off. You'll forget you ever had a mustache.
I won't forget. I'll never forget Marie. Marie, don't you remember?
Remember what?
Daddy, do you like my picture?
Ellen?
Yes, honey. Very nice.
Where's my earring? Ellen?
I grew it for you.
Oh, Sam, please.
What they don't, you see, these people, they just lie to make money. And then I'm the sleazy one of these so-called businessmen.
God damn it.
I mean, they don't have any right to say half of the things that they say to us. I mean, look at the way they make you dress.
I dress like this so I can support my family.
Can't you see what they're doing to us?
You're gonna lose this job, aren't you?
What? Maria, I'm not gonna lose my job.
Just tell me now, because I can do it on my own. I'm doing great.
Try and have them convert me, you know. It's just, and there's the spiritual air where you feel really good.
Can you talk to me again about your grandfather, about what happened?
my grandfather moved in with me and my mom, and that was like the first time he was a part of the family, you know, in a lot of years, because he had faked a suicide off of Golden Gate Bridge, and he moved in and he was sleeping on the floor, and then I guess it hurt his back, so he started sleeping in the bed with me, and then he started abusing me, just like touching me, making me touch him. And then I was five, it was the first time he had sex with me.
These guys are funded.
These guys? What?
Liquid helium. These guys are funded.
No. That's what this is. Okay? That's the whole difference. That's what the box is. See, this way we don't have to play the game where we're going back and forth, coming up with new and innovative ways to make the thing colder and generally unusable in the process.
Aaron, I need
see,
to fix that.
And unmarketable.
And we, and unmarketable. By coming at it from the back end, see, rather than changing the surrounding temperature, we'll just change the level that it'll conduct, the transition temperature. And see, by bombarding these edges,
look, what he's saying is these guys, they're dropping the ceramic, the temperature lower and lower. It makes the ceramic less resistant, knocks out the interior magnetic field.
Exactly.
What I'm saying is,
we drop the box down on it, okay, focus our own magnetic field to the gate, knock out with the inverse what's going on inside the ceramic.
That's smart.
And that's to change the transition temperature to something we can work with.
What are we saying that is?
Hopefully near room temperature.
What is that about, the best mathematician's the lazy one? What did you ask for?
I asked.
Are these type 1?
Yeah.
What'd you call it?
Come on. No. Are these type 1 right here?
Superconductors.
Yeah, they're type 1.
What? Is that going to be a problem?
Well, there's plenty lying around at work, but they're all barcoded, so.
Well, if I have to buy the kits, I'll buy the kits.
What are you doing about this?
What?
I can get them.
You can get... Are you sure? I thought you didn't like this idea anyways.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. If you gotta buy them, you gotta buy them. But I think everything else we can take care of.
What are you doing about the source here?
You know that story about how NASA spent millions of dollars developing this pen that writes in zero G? Did you ever read that?
Yeah.
How Rush solved the problem?
Yeah, that he used a pencil.
Just seems like Philip takes a NASA route almost every time.
So palladium, right?
Well, you have their diagram, eh? What does it say?
Well, they use the ratio of both, platinum and palladium. But I don't know if that's necessary with the change they made. I think they're just showing off. If you have it, you got to use it, right?
Hey, you guys, I want to get a replacement router.
I'm putting out 4 ounces of palladium.
Did Robert look at it?
Yeah, I already
got it. I can't fix it.
Okay, where are you getting it?
Walmart, it's like $50.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Can you get a receipt, please?
Yeah. So wait, platinum or palladium is less resistant?
Eight.
Just,
it's not a,
Yeah, I don't care. So, resistance.
I need 9. Yes.
Would you jiggle the,
Call it that? Yeah.
Flip the,
Robert did it.
Well, yes. Yeah, I guess. Well, then which is cheaper?
You're not going to buy it, are you?
Well, unless you got a few grams of palladium laying around. What? I'm just saying, why would they put it in there if you didn't need it?
One catalytic converter. It's fine. Just remember to put it back, okay? Your emissions went up like 300%.
Is there enough in here?
Yeah, it should be. If not, we'll pull the one out of my truck.
Okay, copper tubing.
This will be out of commission, right?
Without the tubing?
Yeah. We can use the Freon, too.
No, I told you, it's going to be room temperature.
No, just in case.
No, wait. Aaron, stop. I'll just buy the tubing. This isn't saving us money. Wait, did you cut anything?
Gary at newmetaphysics.com. you now. You want to send me your autograph?
I didn't have any braces put on my head. What the story was is I fell down some stairs and like knocked my hips out of place. Is what we told my mom and even the doctors. That's all I really want to talk about.
It's built in. It's invisible. Homeo, you know. Watch out for it. It'll belie. It'll name before you can.
Welcome to the Invisible Empire, brothers and sisters.
For some hope in the game. You can bebop the count. Have fun with the man.
Make you remember the parents, the forefathers, this symbol has been a part of throughout history.
There's a couple of different ways to sing harmony, you know, you can, or blends of all of them. But one of them is just real tight harmony, and the other one is where everybody's singing just more or less just singing loose, but in harmonic structure with a lot of feeling. That's a different kind of harmony, and that's the kind of harmony that I do with Crazy Horse quite a bit. Sometimes we're real successful at that.
Interstate, you know the drill. Beverage handy for white people. those doing the white macho trip. It's pretending that they're white in case they forget. I want to go down the wrong colon now. Never get out of here. Rattle the cage, kind of real VR reality. Homeo.
You made it up. You weren't there. And your implication is, why didn't I do the same about Hitler? But the point is, you cannot write modern history today and make up the speeches.
Miss Boyle can. That's the point. She does. I'm very much hoping that when she comes to write her history, she will not cease to be a novelist in writing history. I think one of the great deficiencies of modern history, as I wrote in that review, is the refusal to recognize that if you just print the speech without the interpretation, you grossly mislead people. Speaking as a politician, one's speeches should be seen through and not merely
to the states, because they're kind of populist types. Well, it takes about maybe 3 seconds thought to realize that moving power down to the states in funding and so on is just moving it away from the people for a perfectly elementary reason.
And he's an actor and a stand-up comedian. He's in the middle of a national tour. Our buddy Arsenio Hall. Oh, my God. You are having a midlife crisis. Look at that hair.
Yeah.
You are going to spring break with me, aren't you?
This just means that I'm dating Whoopi again. I braided my hair to show my love. Hey, baby.
Well, you know, the Oscars are on, when are they? The 25th?
Yes.
Gil,
yes.
And how many years have you produced the Oscars now?
This is my 10th year over the last 12.
Ah.
And it's a great...
So they only fired you twice.
That's correct.
That's true, but I think the fascination in the book, for me at least, in writing it, were the secret speeches, which we never heard about before.
The hidden part of the system, of the power system, that you're not supposed to know about or think about, and that's private power.
All right, so I want to bring this up because the Oscars, the movies, people talking about that...
Hard to tell what section of the roll-up tube you're in because it's all very self-referred, constructed, you know, like the viral metaphor, the copy thing. Yeah, like the IT age we just left. You and your hard drives just laying around. We know who the commercial was meant for there, don't we? It's like with the PGM mistake many people make. Think they actually listening to program when we all know that the program be listening to you. Fake white person, you don't actually think you're good enough to be white, do you? Even you Oreos out there in the big non-cubicle you work in.
Your book, I know you believe that Hollywood is out of touch with the American people. I think Hollywood is too much in touch.
And I must confess, I'm very much interested in novels. I've done a few myself, which were bad. But I keep thinking of this artist's view of history, writing history too, was that I don't think I could have invented some of the language that, say, Hitler used in his secret speeches.
Home against San Diego. That's the first loss at Gillette Stadium for the Patriots in 22 games.
Ouch.
What? John. What's the matter?
Don't do this! Please!
Did it burn a little
John.
Bit?
Ah. John, stop! Stop! Please!
American people. I mean, everybody in Hollywood is always trying to kiss the ass of the audience, see what they want. They do testing, screenings, focus groups. These people's
just mad because the tests always change this show.
The tests don't change this show.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Bill. I'm from Iowa. I don't know.
Well, wait a second.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. Wait a second there, Casey and JoJo. How exactly do you think...
Wait a minute, Mr. Out of Touch, not knowing that those two gentlemen don't have braids. I think you meant the jump, you know.
Okay. Well, how do you think the tests have changed this show?
Oh.
Stop! Just talk to me, please. Don't burn me, please.
That if the monologue was something that worked in tests, it would still be in the show.
This monologue doesn't work in tests.
It was a great monologue.
The audience is like, remember in high school when there's going to be a fight? And it's like,
yeah.
It's like a three-way collaboration between me, a computer program that doesn't understand what it's doing at all, and then a group of strangers who...
Boy, those secret conversations in the Führer.
Crossman, are you seriously suggesting, or is this a kind of puckish sort of maneuver here, that in writing history, we should invent speeches?
We'll execute it. And rebuild it in a way, and then we've all made this thing together.
Ah, I'm begging you, I don't know anything about any of you fucking guys. I'm not gonna say anything.
It has a kind of shared integrity. The nice thing about the way I'm working is that the program that I'm using has an infinite resolution.
Well, Thucydides, if we're going back to this, used this particular technique in order as a method of analyzing the motives prompting the participants, as I say. He said at the beginning, this isn't what they actually said, I've used this as a method of interpreting their motives.
Did he ever know what they said? It always puzzled me.
Well, we often discussed it, you know, it's presumed that there was some kind of legend about Pericles' funeral speech,
for instance. Yeah, he'd be to get into a war with Iran and have such chaos that the American people would begin to rally behind the government again. So what are your thoughts, and how does this fit into what you see happening economically throughout the world?
Fourteen after. In metaphysics, brought to you by Corporation 623 and 17. Cracked the top 20 this week. It's in a newsletter you don't get. Talking about things you don't know. Meant for people you ain't. But this being my shtick at all, I rule break with the best of them. And I'm way past satellite radio. So I don't have to give it a good gall darn. Besides, the Beatles are all dead. do anything now.
On your cute little butt cheeks?
Yeah.
Yes?
Do anything now. Post LA. Back to Long Island for the source of all media. Capital office of All World Corp. Undermining voice of the tunneling going on that nobody knows about, including me. Just made that up. Now it's true.
Main question, should the U.S. take out the ACLU's desire to destroy America? Yes.
So, you know, you keep getting bigger. This is how the quality of the line remains absolutely constant from very, very small to very large. So it doesn't really have a lot of the conventional ideas that, you know, of reproduction, where you blow it up and it's like it's going to lose its definition or its resolution. So this can be very, very small or very, very big, and it's really the same thing. Or evolved or degraded at any point.
The table was wobbly because it wouldn't sit quite right on the planks of the deck.
They were showing the key to our DNA programming, because that's basically what it is. They say the gas krypton at the moment of conception, there's a gas called krypton that's formed, and that's the key to the DNA formation of your body.
Well, certainly the world is poised on the edge of World War III. I mean, it's very, very obvious after our invasion of Iraq and all the atrocities there. France and Germany banded together to build up armaments, and of course, when they get to that point where they're strong enough, they will do something, you know, to the United States, and China and Russia, of course, are waiting in the wings to join them. It's created so much animosity, you know, by, you know, George's oil grab over there, that the Muslim world is united.
It was the same identical information I got from, remember, the chlorophyll?
Yeah.
Based ones out in South America, same information.
United itself, basically, to fight against any Americans, kill any Americans they can. One other thing that just happened just recently that, you know, didn't hit the major media is Saudi Arabia, now they have a different...
Hold that thought.
Of course, there was no shorthand as far as we know. So probably it was a tradition, but it was much easier to invent, I agree, in those days.
But, in writing her history, Miss Boyle comes to a speech of Bismarck, let us say, and she knows what Bismarck said from the report. Should she put that down and then go ahead and analyze it, should she invent a speech?
Well, Bismarck...
Each time the drawing is reproduced, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
such wonderful remarks that one wouldn't have to invent them. For instance, he heard the...
A little of what they say is right. Sort of the whole house of cards comes tumbling down.
It's now 270 feet long.
This book off my shoulder.
Yeah. That may have been the way you ran your show, but I don't run my show that way.
Whoa. No, I actually don't think you run your show. That's the problem.
You don't think I run my show?
Oh, Bill, you may run the little women that you hang with, but you don't run this. Yeah. This is Michael Eisner's show right here. You know? Disney runs this show, and there'll be another Bill Maher tomorrow if you don't admit that. Look at the camera and admit it right now.
Up on the River Elbe, and he said, why can't it break up? Why can't it break up to the music of the Pappenheimer March? Now, only a German general could say.
Well, let me put this thing to Schauer as a suggestion to him about one of the criticisms of his book, which I didn't make in my review, which I actually felt the most strongly of all, was his attitude to Britain. You see, the book is bitterly attacking the British position the whole way through, in a way that I fully shared at the time.
So anyway, I've had fun running around the planet finding out, I ran into, of course, Colonel Wendell Stevens, who I feel is probably the foremost researcher, and I went running around the world because I had the money to do it.
Do you still, or is it all gone now?
No. In fact, I was heading off to India, but you can't get up to Srinagar right now. There's stuff happening there, and in China, there's things that are happening just all over the planet.
We welcome you to join us and lift your spirits and let the light of this cross shine upon you and inspire you with the courage and the dedication to go forth.
I guess you're just stirring it up, woof woof, but...
I think you just stirred it up, woof woof. I was waiting for a response.
Trust me, the concept of Disney and the concept of politically incorrect are at such odds that I fight every day.
So you can say tits.
The integrity of this show.
Yeah, that's the integrity, so you can say tits.
No, so you can say penis measure.
What is your bitterness about losing your show that you have to take it to me?
Conversation is mixed with a little skepticism.
And then a group of strangers.
Larry and Bob are old friends, but that does not prevent them from engaging in a good-natured conversational tug-of-war for the attentions of the piquant Betty.
Wait a minute. I mean, of all the shows
But there you go again, not knowing about black people in society. You got to reject. I quit my show. I quit my show, and Casey and JoJo don't have braids. Anyway, I quit mine. I did mine for 5 years, and then I quit. I got the letter to Paramount, if you like to see it. And you know what? They like me to do another one. Not only them, but many people would.
And your show was more real than this one?
It was more profitable.
Yes, I agree. Much more profitable. Oh, so is Jay Leno. So is
and
David Letterman.
Because we kissed the ass of the American public.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Cal Grunwald. He's commenting that things have changed in Saudi Arabia. As you know, the man who certainly has been acting for the king, has now assumed the leadership of the country. And this gentleman, the new king over there, is really violently anti-American. So, in fact, the man they've appointed to become the ambassador to the United States, his name is Prince Turki Al-Faisal, was formerly the head of the Saudi intelligence, and many people believe he was instrumental in actually financing the 9/11 attacks. Certainly we know he was very close to Osama bin Laden. He is very close to the radical Islamic movement, and he has been now appointed the new ambassador to the United States and welcomed with open arms. But
even if she won't say it, she's thinking it. And I'll go, hi, is the doctor in? Sure. How's it hanging? Whoa.
Incidentally, Bob is a writer of scripts for television.
An heart association?
Oh, really? Hi, look, I had a heart attack about...
It was sometimes like thinking one thought.
Like, and if you stop kissing ass, there's less money in it for you.
And, but then, as all good things must, the seeds that broke apart and the seeds went out. And the seeds going out was probably as important as it happening. Stephen took those seeds all the way across the country.
Shut up, man.
And we receded and went out. There's been 4,000 people were signed on residents of the farm at one time or another. Uh-huh. And about, that's 3,700 of them are kicking around out here somewhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Not to mention all the thousands that passed through there to pick up the idea.
Yeah, we had 150,000 visitors the first 10 years.
And then all the times that you went out from there and mm-hmm. spread all that sort of information help in different countries. And
well, when Stephen was doing that as a person who was also trying to do the same thing on a very much smaller scale, it was amazing to me that so many people were able to experiment with and succeed in the idea of community. It's probably the single most difficult, and I'm sure Stephen would tell you this, the single most difficult task to do in America is to form community.
This is a business. This is a business. And you know what? My lips are in great shape.
Hey, Bill, can I make
my nickname wasn't Ass Kissio.
No. That was the name that you called me when I took your girl. That was the name you called me when I took your girl.
How long is this?
What girl did you ever take?
Hey, guys, can I say something?
What girl did you ever have?
Bill, can I say something?
Your mama, Bill.
I mean...
Your mama.
Oh, it always comes down to the mama.
Why not? I got a... If you get a...
Well... I thought you were a friend of mine, but I tell you, if you think...
It's a difficult nut, you know, to crush, and
I'm working on it again, too.
Dash off, movie scenarios.
You know what the Department of Labor says should be the comfort level of a family of four?
Independence. Too much to ask, Mr. Bernstein.
Try and see how
I mean,
others.
You're your own boss, right? You don't have any idea what it's like to work for somebody else like some kind of a slave.
You can do anything you want to.
But I'm telling you, slavery never really ended in this country. It just gave it another name.
You must also be a
employee.
Remember, power is a state of mind. Have as much as you think you have. If you don't think you have any, you don't. Talk about yourself as you see yourself, and someday that will be yourself. The salesman must see himself as a winner.
Okay.
Say it along with me.
Sure.
They had to be massive shifts of consciousness. I mean, he was aware of that. And we had a chart of how long it would take.
It's a difficult nut.
And so he was very much for just partly it was political about.
I never told anybody, but this ship knew about it. It knows my fears. It knows my secrets. Gets inside your head and it shows you.
Metaphysics. Quarter after. Going overwork today. Enough of this 2D workspace scat phenomenology tology thing they got going here.
To control what?
Administration, which doesn't make sense.
Great. And I felt that it was, I felt very...
The salesman who believes is the salesman who receives. Remember, power is a state of mind.
Vectoring work today. It's not illegal yet.
He was actually named in a lawsuit that was raised by some of the families of the victims of 911 in a...
We've gone around another cycle when New York drops the ball. Especially when you've had testicular removal and are down to your last. That's the whole scheme of the whole thing. You're regardless of the invention of the concept of time... Other than time, in response to the old proletarian question of, well, where'd the money go? And then always stay two questions ahead of the audience. And all time is colon time. Blackjack, Colin, what's his name over there? Oreo cream man with the big shiny lapels.
And people.
Larry is an advertising agency account executive, and his head is crammed with facts and figures on products and markets and what makes people tick.
$1 trillion suit against the government of Saudi Arabia for their involvement in financing the 911 attack.
There's the prisoner. Do you have anything to say in your defense?
Okay, that's the plea. What you do is you gradually feed it till... Okay, you hear that? How it's... See, I'm not touching it anymore. It's growing with its own momentum. It's like a feedback loop, and it just regulates itself. And what you do is when it gets there, you bring it back, and there you go, it coasts. It's stable, it stays like that.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're missing something. You know, there's something wrong here. We're not pulling out more than we're putting in.
Slightly more. Well, yeah, whatever. It's not like a volt and a half more than we're putting in. I mean, it's probably the batteries. They're cheap batteries, you know, probably not regulated right. It is weird, though.
Betty has a job on the staff of a woman's magazine and does a little bit of everything. Fashion, interior decoration, babies, as a budding assistant editor.
It was great, and it's too bad it was never recorded correctly, or would have, you know, the Buffalo Springfield would have been far more of a memory than they are now.
What's missing?
The music is missing.
They are at a party in the home of a friend. They make a very interesting threesome. Listen to them, and you will soon learn the art of easy, lively, convincing conversation.
Well, the music was great, and it's too bad it was never recorded correctly, or the Buffalo Springfield would have been far more of a memory than they are now.
What's missing?
The music is missing. There was, this was about the time when people started making records by overdubbing, and new technology was coming in. We had like 8 tracks, and we had ways of doing things that weren't, that made it possible to layer records. And so instead of going in the studio and singing live, like we were so great live, the people producing us, they didn't record us the way they should have. If they had just set us up and let us record live, this band would be, band probably would have been together and stayed together a lot longer, because we would have had much more success and had a lot more happiness from listening to our records and, felt like we were getting something done. But at the beginning, it was kind of hard to break through. We still didn't know how to make records, and we didn't have anybody that knew how to make records helping us make records. Instead, we had people who wanted to be record producers for one reason or another who were there, but they really weren't doing anything. Nobody strong came along and said, listen, you guys go in there and sing, and when I tell you to come out and stop playing and singing, then come on in here and it'll sound great. Nobody ever did that. That was a failing of the Buffalo Springfield, was all the records. There was only Ahmet Erdogan really had a grip on what should be, what the Springfield records should sound like.
What sounds best to you now from those records?
I don't have a favorite.
Okay. I thought I'd play Mr. Soul. What are your memories of that?
Well, the memories of that are the best take of it and the best mix of it and the best version of it is somewhere in the Atlantic vault.
Right.
And the one that we're listening to here is one that where we got away from it, and we kept overdubbing and overdubbed guitar parts and added things over top of the original stuff and lost some of the original stuff. And we took it too far. We didn't have anybody to tell us to go home or tell us that had experience telling us what to do. So we lost a lot of the great stuff that we had on tape in the first place, or that we never got a lot of it on tape at all.
Your vocabulary, you will improve your pronunciation of certain words.
Crystal. And if you break the crystal, just the way it happens to be recorded, is you still can achieve the whole three-dimensional image without, as the size of the crystal reduces and reduces, and or the size of the hologram reduces and is reduced, chop
it
in half.
That we never could have expected.
So you had to kill Fuller?
No, I was sent in after his death. I was to assume the identity of his daughter, inherit the company, and shut it down. But he tricked us. He changed his will.
If you didn't kill Fuller, who did?
It was your user. He downloaded into you, manipulated you.
A puppet doesn't have a soul.
I can't have a soul anymore than before.
That's what I never expected. We programmed this world so that no one in it could ever learn the truth, and you and Fuller did. Don't you see what that means?
I
referring to my husband. He's your user. He killed Fuller.
I was programmed like. A reflection of his character profile.
I fell in love with a decent man. But he... something happened to him. He began to use the simulation as his own personal playground.
Like Fuller with the girls.
He made himself a god, and it corrupted him. He began to enjoy the killings. He became abusive.
What do you mean?
He said he would kill me. Simulation was created. I've watched you. Kindness. Your integrity. I fell in love with you before I even met you.
Broken a lot of the rock and roll rules by being married for 25 years, and I guess that's all because I have such a wonderful wife. I mean, we don't have a textbook kind of cleaver family type of marriage, but we have we got a rock and roll marriage, and it's great. And she's adapted, and the telling thing about our marriage, I think, and the proof of its goodness, is the fact that I've been able to remain creative. And that I've been able to change throughout. Some people, when they get married, they so-called settle down and they fit into something. Some people, when they get into relationships, adapt their personalities to fit the relationship, and then they lose themselves. And living with Peggy has never put the strain on me to do any of those things, and it's always been a good thing. And she's always been behind the things that I've done. She admitted that she didn't understand what I was doing or didn't know if it was the right thing or whatever. She was still behind the creative part of what I was endeavoring to do.
Someone told me that you have a very distinctive voice. What else do they say about me behind my back?
You know, you can take a virus to make you more musical. It gives you perfect pitch. You sing like an angel.
I tried a virus once for Mandarin Chinese, okay? So, like, Chinese people knew what I was saying, but I didn't. Weird.
I'm on a virus right now. I'm an empathy virus. I take an empathy virus to help with my work.
I don't like that. That's weird. That's like you could pick up all sorts of stuff about me.
Oh, yeah, I can.
That's like wearing x-ray specs to look at girls' underwear,
yeah,
you know?
I bought x-ray specs. They don't work.
But you bought them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wanted them to work.
Well, I was 6 years old. I was interested in skeletons, not underwear.
Intuitive hombre.
Would it make any difference?
The judge and jury.
This fellow had called you. No, first you said that you had really enjoyed yourself, or you never had a relationship like this before. That it was special to you. Something like that. And then a few minutes later, you told me that this fellow had called you and had been asking you about me. And you had told him that we were just friends and that I was available. And I was just flabbergasted. I was, on one hand, I was really pleased because I had wanted to go out with him anyway. But on the other hand, I couldn't believe that.
If you destroy the seat of government, then you've made a change.
Told another man that yes, I was available, and that we were just friends. And just at that moment,
a real change. And I'm going to do it.
My phone rang, and it was this guy.
I think it comes from the supermarket. And the shorter and more legible the food chain is, the healthier will be the agriculture. You know, a farmer to farmer's market looks you in the eye and you ask him how he grows his potatoes, and you're going to find out. And that's the best pressure. I mean, a labeling scheme is a substitute for actually meeting the farmers who are growing your food.
And it was one of those moments that I will probably savor forever, because just the timing couldn't have been better for him to call right then.
There was value in the thing, clearly, that they were certain of. Something they did not yet understand, so they kept quiet.
metaphysics. Quarter after. It's daytime.
Shadow. Shadow.
And how we can own so many Cadillacs with them inferior jobs for racial segregation buys us Cadillacs. You have a country club you can join, I can't, so I save $500 a year. You know damn well I'm not taking my family to Florida this winter, that's another $1,500 I save. Walk out here tonight and get hit by a bus, I'm not going to the best hospital where they're going to charge me $2,500, so I go to City Hospital for free. Pick it up. I say $2,500, General Motors sell me anything I want. There's a lot of nice things happened to me in the course of a lifetime. A couple of weeks ago, the great Jewish comedian Myron Cohen was passing through town, and he called me up and invited me by his hotel for dinner, and all my Jewish friends were there. Eartha Katz. Billy Epstein, Harry Belafonte, oh, he's Italian. Okay? You see, Ralph Bunch was supposed to have been there, but like he's in Israel trying to explain Sammy Davis. And I don't care what you say, May Britt will never make Miss Alabama. If you really want to have some fun, you ought to make like you colored one day. Been there, but like he's in Israel trying to explain.
Time you too, you took that camera in the bathroom at your sister Barbara's confirmation.
Hello. Oh, that's terrible. Where's he going to be laid out?
Who knows? God damn it.
Well, let us know. Carmine Lupatazzi. He passed during the night.
What a fucking blow.
He was a great man. My cousin told me it was Carmine who invented point shaving.
CCNY versus Kentucky, 1951. Nobody beat the spread. I bought a Black Fleet. Anthony, did I ever tell you I want to be cremated?
About four times.
And don't throw my ashes in somebody's yard or off some fucking bridge. I want to be on a mantelpiece surrounded by family.
Yeah, under the moonshed, I know.
Keep joking. Let me tell you something. It's like that game we used to play as kids. Crack the whip. You run around like an idiot holding hands as tight as you can, and then the line snaps. Somebody lets go, and you're next.
The sign for black, and form a shadow over the ground.
I'll just wait here. I'm fine here.
Mr. Vick, please.
I'll wait for him because you know you understand. He'll be leaving at some point, and he'll be going to his car. He'll have to leave at some point, and I'll just walk him down. That's all the time.
Mr. Vick.
Mr. Ford. It's good to see you, sir.
Look, why don't we just step outside and get a cup of coffee? How's that?
Coffee.
Yeah.
In the cafeteria.
Actually, there's a machine in the lobby.
The lobby's fine. That's fine.
Have a seat.
Now, how exactly can I help you, Mr. Beck?
Yes, well, sir, funnily enough, my situation is that I really very urgent that I get this thing rolling, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
The bus thing, the tire thing.
Yes, I remember your application, and I sent it along. Now, there's really nothing more I can do.
Right. You can't tell me anything else.
No, I can't. I told you in our meeting, and I believe you were told again, that the process will take 8 to 10 weeks. You'll be notified by mail.
You can't expedite that in some...
It will take 8 to 10 weeks, and you'll be notified by mail. Now, I have to get back.
Is there some way that this could be speeded up? Some way that that could happen?
No, there isn't. And if you come back again, I will have to add that to your file. Now, impatience is not a virtue, Mr. Beck.
Okay. Good luck. In the mail, then.
Yes.
A nation, like a person, has to have a certain inner drive in order to succeed. In economic affairs, that inner drive is called the competitive spirit. Whether this nation stays number one in the world's economy or resigns itself to whether we as a people...
There were 40 rounds from the hotel's rooftop. The sniper, former Navy seaman, Mark Jimmy Essex, had testified in his court martial.
Mr. McGruder had provided to Mr. Levy.
For his part, Allende vowed he would not give in. He would not, he said, betray the working class. But Allende found himself...
Who are these men? Who are these men, Maestro, who keep us waiting at their feet? The meek shall not inherit the earth. The earth belongs to the bullies who do not care how they get to the top, as long as they arrive. I am an honest man, and if that is to be my undoing, then so be it. But I will not go quietly.
Oh, we're running now. Finally got out of the syllables. We're actually writing. Quarter after. Going near work. Wave goodbye. Or goodbye, hello, and peace. Out on the islands. New metaphysics. Cranking program for you. For the inverse of you. Really doing a scope on your subconscious. We're going to knock that chip onto you. You've been carrying. Naughty audience, you. The metaphysics program. In English. Translated around the world in real time.
What kind of public face this country is putting up to the rest of the world? The Kyoto Treaty to prevent global warming by reducing our carbon emissions.
Believe not a word of it, my friends. You actually think these people are intelligent? If they were trying to be honest to you? Know anything? Could be you better than you be you? I don't think so.
Prime Minister Curtin are in close collaboration. General MacArthur with Mrs. MacArthur goes to meet a comrade from the Bataan Peninsula. The President of the Philippines arriving by railroad.
See what I mean?
A wave of greeting. and a reunion of friends, Mrs. MacArthur and Senora Quezon. President Quezon has made a venturesome voyage to Australia.
You know President Quezon, do you?
Loyalty and steadfastness.
You keep up with world events. You're a good person, aren't you? Don't you have signs that say that?
We're still men.
Yes, we're men.
Metaphysics going down on you. It's a matter of spin, so don't worry about that old American problem. Is that a cock or a hole I'm looking down on? Down my pants or a skirt? Am I colorblind or... is this not a blue and pink country, my friends?
Testing, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Mr. Maestro, Leonard Bernstein, take number 1. Mr. Bernstein, oh, I have the utmost respect for you. Your music is both pure and honest. And that is why I have chosen you to present the truth about me to the world. My name is Sam Bick, and I... consider myself a grain of sand. On this beach called America, there are 211 million grains of sand, 3 billion on the beach we call Earth. If I am lucky, if I am lucky, the action that I am about to take will show the powerful that even the least grain of sand has in him the power to destroy them.
Months ago, Bob's testicles were removed. Then hormone therapy.
Every picture, every of my pictures are dreams.
He developed bitch tits because his testosterone was too high and his body upped the estrogen.
Thank you.
you can still shine a laser light through it and create the three-dimensional image. Chop it in half again, you can still create it. And you can keep doing that to a point.
And when, and if the audience secretly...
point where you start reaching approximately the wavelength of light, and then it's no longer possible.
And perhaps obscene inside suddenly meet in their minds, meet my dreams.
I thought you were a friend of mine, but I tell you, if you think that this show is less fake than anything...
Being a friend doesn't mean I can't disagree with you or say something that
I know.
You don't necessarily like.
I agree, but come on, this show fights harder to be real than any other show on television. Thank you. So for you to come on here and tell me...
You're right. Well, you get, you know... So,
quite the opposite.
Isn't that what show is about? We get the opportunity for me to say what I said, you to say what you just said.
But what you said is wrong.
Well, it's... Wait a minute.
I mean, you can disagree with me on a thousand
issues. There's a reality about television in America, Bill. We can't do what we want to do. Because what we want to do might not please. As a matter of fact, most of the people in America aren't like we are in L.A. We can't do what we want to do on TV, Bill. It just ain't like that. Not on ABC.
But, Arsenio, let me ask you a question. When I watch the show at home, I always get the impression, and Bill and I are not friendly. I mean, we're not enemies.
Never met.
Right, we've never met.
Bill,
he always seems to be
speaking
saying, the truth.
I'm just saying, we can't do everything we want to do, and for him to pretend like no one tells me what to do.
No one does
America.
Tell me what to do. And nobody, and I pay the price all the time. More people hate me than anybody else. And I refuse... And I refuse to have that negative without the little positive that I get along with it, which is the props for absolutely speaking my mind.
But I do believe you tell the truth. That I believe. He's telling the truth now to say he tells the truth.
I believe he's, I believe he says.
Right?
Okay. I believe what he says he believes, but one's opinion is not always truth for everybody.
Well,
that's okay, yes.
Yeah, but I believe you say what you believe. I don't believe you're making it up to incite. Like, I know talk show hosts that will create on radio that will create a topic they may not even believe in, but they need something that will push a button. And I've seen people do that. You don't do that.
And I'm not kowtowing also
cool.
because
that's
I work for Disney.
Right.
I say many things that get them mad. The censors are mad at me. The network doesn't particularly like me. I mean, I'm not a liked person. So this is all I have. And you cannot take it away from me. Yay! Okay. Bravo. Anyway...
But that's why we all want to be on your show.
Well, let's get to the issue.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Don't stop! Please stop! Stop!
Y'all through?
Please. Look, I got a little kid going now, please.
Y'all done?
Don't!
Fire scared.
Sweating tits that hung enormous, the way you'd think of gods as big.
Okay, you cry now.
No, wait, back up. Let me start earlier. For 6 months, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. With insomnia, nothing's real. Everything's far away. Everything's a copy of a copy of a copy.
deep space exploration ramps up, it'll be the corporations that name everything. The IBM Stellar Sphere, the Microsoft Galaxy, Planet Starbucks.
Gonna need you out of town a little more this week. We got some red flags to cover.
It must have been Tuesday. He was wearing his cornflower blue tie.
You want me to deprioritize my current reports?
Yeah.
Until you advise a status upgrade?
Make these your primary action items. Here's your flight coupons. Call me from the road if there's any snags.
He was full of pep. Must have had his grande latte enema. Like so many others, I had become a slave to the IKEA nesting instinct.
Yes, I'd like to order the Erica Picari dust ruffles.
Please hold.
If I saw something clever, like a little coffee table in the shape of a yin-yang, I had to have it. The Clip's personal office unit, the Hovertrack home exerbike, or the Yohannishov sofa with the string green stripe pattern. Even the Rizlampa wire lamps of environmentally friendly unbleached paper. I'd flip through catalogs and wonder, what kind of dining set defines me as a person? I had it all, even the glass dishes with tiny bubbles and imperfections, proof that they were crafted by the honest, simple, hardworking indigenous peoples of wherever.
I was holding.
We used to read pornography. Now it was the Horchow collection.
No, you can't die from insomnia.
What about narcolepsy? I nod off, I wake up in strange places. I have no idea how I got there.
You need to lighten up.
My life has been very extreme. So I've learned to accept extreme things and to take strength from them.
Risen $4 and $1,000 because of what did go out or was split up. Pine, spruce, cedar. First, second, third, and fourth qualities. So lately all of one quality to wave over the bear and moose and caribou. Next rolls Palmerston Lime, a prime lot which will get far among the hills before it gets slacked. These rags in bales, of all hues and qualities, the lowest condition to which cotton and linen descend, the final result of dress, of patterns which are now no longer cried up, unless it be in Milwaukee, as those splendid articles, English, French, or American prints, ginghams, muslins, etc., gathered from all quarters, both of fashion and poverty, going to become paper of one color or a few shades only, on which, forsooth, will be written tales of real life, high and low, and founded on fact. This closed car smells of salt fish, the strong New England and commercial scent, reminding me of the Grand Banks and the fisheries. Who has not seen a salt fish thoroughly cured for this world, so that nothing can spoil it, and putting the perseverance of the saints to the blush, with which you may sweep or pave the streets and split your kindlings, and the teamster shelter himself and his lading against sun, wind, and rain behind it, and the trader, as a Concord trader once did, hang it up by his door for a sign when he commences business, until at last his oldest customer cannot tell surely whether it be animal, vegetable, or mineral. And yet it shall be as pure as a snowflake. And if it be put into a pot and boiled, will come out an excellent dunfish for a with the tails still preserving their twist and the angle of elevation they had when the oxen that wore them were careering over the pampas of the Spanish Main. A type of all obstinacy, and evincing how almost hopeless and incurable are all constitutional vices. I confess that, practically speaking, when I have learned a man's real disposition, I have no hopes of changing it for the better or worse in this state of existence. As the Orientals say, a cur's tail may be warmed and pressed and bound round with ligatures, and after a 12 years' labor bestowed upon it, still it will retain its natural form. The only effectual cure for such inveteracies as these tails exhibit is to make glue of them, which I believe is what is usually done with them, and then they will stay put and stick.
Excited by it. I thought it was a very interesting and good thing for the society. I always thought of us as a kind of a pseudopod in society. The society really needed to stand back from it in order to give it perspective, to allow it to grow creatively.
Hello.
Here to see Mr. Backlund.
Oh, okay. I'll let him know you're here and he'll send someone along.
I'm here on an investigation and I would find it useful if I could kind of wander around a little bit.
All visitors have to be accompanied, so
if
you just like to wait over there and someone will take you
through.
Come
on, sister, let me do my job.
If I let you do yours, then I wouldn't be doing mine now, would I?
Well, that is a conundrum. If I could figure out your password, your palabra.
You couldn't do it.
I just need to know one piece of information.
Look, is this some kind of trick?
No. It could be anything. Just one thing. Tell me one thing about yourself. Mm. Anything at all.
My birthday. My palabra is not my birthday. But no.
Your palabra is Carrefour. Crossroad. What? Carrefour.
Wait. How did you know that?
Can I register now?
How did you know my palabra?
I listened to you while you weren't speaking. Don't worry about it.
Hey, I could get in a lot of trouble doing
I'm
this.
I'm just going to go straight to his office. That's all I'm going to do. Don't worry about it. What a half is.
What a half is.
Please just give me something. Blue two-and-alls, lipstick red second-alls.
No. You need healthy, natural sleep. Chew some valerian root and get more exercise.
But yeah. The metaphor is that the whole of the information is not contained in. One spot. It's sort of distributed everywhere, and little bits of the crystal or the holographic image have.
Society should support things like this, not punish them.
Information about the whole image.
And we have had in the last 25 to 30 years this rise of factory farming, which is the first time in human history that people have raised livestock this way. But I would also argue that human beings are being turned into commodities and factors of production. And whereas they're not being slaughtered and processed, they've been greatly mistreated by this system. And it's all occurred in a remarkably brief period of time. What we eat and how we eat it has been transformed really in the last 25 to 30 years.
That's Eric Schlosser, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm Sam Fuqua. This edition of AR features Eric Schlosser on Fast Food Nation. Here's the short answer to why fast food is so successful. It's quick, cheap, and tasty. Plus, you never have to leave your car.
So we have here, metaphorically, a different way of looking at the...
my dad wrote a lot of stories. He used to try to write a little bit every day.
At the World, saying that, well, in what circumstances does some information contain information about the whole big picture? How maybe my observations about the world locally contain information about the whole...
I'm not like that. I only try to write when I feel like writing. But if I feel like writing, I don't care what else is going on. I won't do it. I will write. And I think that's why I've written so many songs. If an idea comes to me out of nowhere, I look at it like a gift. It's not a distraction. Everything else in the room is a distraction. I don't care what it is. So in that way, I'm committed to the muse. I roll with the muse. Wherever it goes, if it comes to me, I'm going with it.
Planet, the whole universe globally.
Can I extend that just a little bit? If as you cut the crystal down that has the holographic information contained in it, you continue to have what we call the whole image, but the image quality gets worse and worse and worse as you cut.
That's what got me where I am today, and that's what made it so that I could create all these things, and so that I could put all these people to work that I have, and I have an effect on a lot of people, and just all the things I've been able to do are all because of being faithful to that one thing and realizing that all of this is all coming from somewhere else, and you just have to be there and ready with open arms to take it in and then send it back out in a form that people can understand or people can enjoy.
And Rice, when they began punishing them, against the law, clamping down?
No, because I realized it was too powerful in a society. It was like at Harvard. I mean, Harvard's a temple to the rational mind. You can't go into a temple in the rational mind with something that transcends the mind.
Cut it down small. It still has everything there, but the detail degrades as you cut the thing down. Let me give you an example. It's not quite a hologram, but in a sense, it's kind of the same. A hologram is a spatial Fourier transform for you math junkies out there. For those of you who don't know what that means, who cares? But let's take a look at a symphony playing a piece by Bach. Okay, you have this whole fantastic symphony orchestra. The violins and cellos and flutes, they're all having at it, timpani going crazy. What a blast, great time. Okay, you remove two of the violinists at random, two of the flute players, a couple of cellos. You know, you just pick a few of them out. The symphony keeps going,
you
right? Still have the whole symphony.
It's slightly degraded, but
it sounds a little different, but yeah, you still have the whole symphony. Okay, you take a whole bunch more out. It's beginning to sound a little thin, but it's still Bach, whatever, symphony. Then you take more out, and soon you're down to a quartet or something like that. And you could get a quartet to play a Bach piece. It sounds really kind of thin, you know, not quite as deep, but it still could be Jesu, Joy of Man's Desire. You know, it's still there. It doesn't have that full-bodied symphony experience, but you still recognize it. They're still hammering away, and at some point, you're down to a single instrument, and it doesn't work anymore. That's the same basic idea that the hologram optically has. Is a sort of a music parallel to it. Not really the same thing, but it's a parallel illustration. So you have all the instruments interacting together to create the symphony.
Started out, and I saw this at Red Rocks in
down.
Denver.
Yep. Saw that.
I saw
it. So you have all the instruments interacting together to create the symphony, and as you take instruments out, the ones that are remaining are still interacting and still producing the same thing. It's just that it's lost some of its character because you've lost some of the interaction. So that's kind of the same
idea.
What were the skies
like when you were...
Mm-hmm. How's that sound?
Well, that's pretty good. You know, the reverse of that in the Stop Making Sense tour, David Byrne with the Talking Heads started out, and I saw this at Red Rocks in Denver.
Oh, you saw that?
I saw it. Yeah, this was in 82.
Lucky man.
And he starts off with just himself.
Even from the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact, the sunsets were...
Exactly.
Yellow on fire. The clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat because I used to look at them all the time when I was little. You don't see that.
How did you feel about being in a tight harmony group like Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young?
How did they feel about it? It was no longer a tight harmony group.
So basically that could get wiped out with this. The right in accordance with the law to fair and reasonable and...
Being a Harvard professor faced with this thing happening to me, my first impression was that he was a CIA-type person. Push a button and the earth would open and a file would come out. You know, I had to understand how. Because I was just a passenger in a car in a place that had no telephone, you know. So then he said she got very big in the belly before she died.
Welcome to the Daily Review. I'm Michael Slate, I'm writer for the Revolutionary Worker, and I'm your host for today. Less than a year ago, we all shared a moment that we'll never forget.
Planes flying into the World Trade Center,
and the Pentagon, another one crashing in Pennsylvania.
We all watched television together.
We were all stunned. Where were we?
Today, we're pleased to have joining us in the studio Michael Bloomberg, a writer, researcher, publisher of a newsletter called From the Wilderness. He's going to be asking the question, what do they know? Who knew it? When did they know it? What does it all mean? But first, the news with Justin Sinchcombe.
Thanks, Michael. At the evening news at 6:30. Now it's back to the Daily Review with your host, Michael Slate.
Employment, not in sweatshops, but NASA and the FAA and the WTO think sweatshops are great, because really rich people's stock goes up, therefore it's okay. Judicial rights, to protection from unreasonable search
for seizure. Today we're joined by Michael Rupert. Some of the answers out. Mike, welcome to the show.
Michael, it's good to be with you.
got a couple of questions to start off with. The first is, as I said, we're talking about who knew what and when did they know it and what does it mean. The first is, I've been reading some of my own research as well as yours, which, you know, frankly, there's a tremendous amount of it.
Yeah.
Buckets and buckets of facts there, brother. Back in May, I think it was May 18th, the LA Times ran an article that talked about a CIA briefing that Bush got on August 6th, 2001.
At Crawford, Texas, yeah.
Okay. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this?
Well, this came out in the wake of the revelations of the Phoenix Memorandum from the FBI office and the Colleen Rowley infamous case, which is incredible in and of itself, that forced into a position of embarrassment, I think, by a lot of independent journalists, of which I'm just one of many. It was disclosed that, golly gee, the FBI and the CIA briefed George W. at his ranch and said, you know, these Al-Qaeda guys are busy in the States and they're going to flight training schools, and we think there's a real possibility Osama might be getting ready to hijack some airplanes. Now, that's what was disclosed about the briefing. And that was right after that was disclosed that we have the statements of Condoleezza Rice, George W. Bush, and Ari Fleischer saying categorically, golly gee, we had absolutely no idea that aircraft would ever be used as weapons to attack buildings or people. And that is probably, if I had to pick out of all the lies we've uncovered from 9/11, that's the easiest one to disprove. On October 4th through 6th, as reported by, I believe it was The Guardian, it's on my website in the timeline from thewilderness.com, The Guardian reported the Department of Defense staged a two-day disaster drill at the Pentagon for the eventuality of an aircraft, a hijacked airliner, being crashed into the Pentagon. That was like a year and a half before the attacks. Right before the attacks in July of 2001, the Genoa G8 summit. And this is directly from the LA Times, was ringed with anti-aircraft guns. The Italian police, and actually this was a very clear statement by Hosni Mubarak of Egypt, saying that we'd penetrated Al-Qaeda and they're going to crash hijacked airplanes into the G8 to kill George W. Bush, and that's why they closed off the airspace. And it's impossible to believe, just on those two counts, that the administration had no idea.
Well, even frankly, I mean, even with this briefing, I read, I think it was either in the LA Times or the Washington Post, where they said that the briefing, when I think Condoleezza Rice said, oh, that, don't worry about it, it was just talking about overseas actions that Al-Qaeda was going to do.
Yeah.
And the Washington Post came back and said, well, it was titled Bin Laden's Determined to Hit Inside the U.S.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's just one of many points. But back in 94, with Operation Bojinka, intelligence services in the Philippines had arrested members of Al-Qaeda connected to Bin Laden and the first New York City bombing, Ramzi Youssef. And they had seized laptop computers showing plans to crash hijacked airliners into a number of structures that were fairly well advanced back in 94, 95. And we know that that information went directly to the FBI. So that, again, proves the administration's lying through its teeth.
Well, one thing we had, I know you did a position paper we were talking about earlier about there were four main areas
right. That
showed foreknowledge by the Bush regime and by the U.S. government in general, whether Bush was there or not, although he happens to be the Fuhrer that's there now. You know, basically that there were four main areas, and that one was these warnings that they got from foreign intelligence services.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd really like to hear a little bit about that. And, you know, part of it, I want to also remind our listeners that we will be taking calls later on in the show at 818-985-5735, so I have a chance to call them for questions. But what about that? What about these warnings?
Well, Mike, we could do a whole hour just on the advance warnings from foreign intelligence services, but let me encapsulate it. And again, all the hard documentation, you can actually read the stories yourself on my website. From thewilderness.com. We know from examining press reports, Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, online IE, major press sources, that the German, when you combine the warnings that we know that were delivered by the foreign intelligence services of Germany, France, Russia, and Egypt and Israel, but particularly Germany, France, and Russia, to the CIA at the highest level. This is not an anonymous phone call. This is where, you know, they kind of have to listen. It is very clear, based upon wiretaps through echelon Taiwan and other things, that the administration knew that commercial aircraft were going to be hijacked and crashed into the World Trade Center on the week of September the 9th. That's how specific just what we have documented are real warnings.
I started to feel this excruciating pain in my chest. A door that had been shut for a long time was being ripped open and intersected with something screeching. Incredibly painful.
Okay, plain.
And he was just sitting looking at me.
And then he adds a bass player, then he adds a guitarist, then he adds a synthesizer, and then each song adds another member.
Yep.
And
started
to sing. And then to where all of a sudden it's this big full thing.
Yep.
Our perceptions are created by the people who control the medium. They have done everything they could to precipitate the present crisis.
Kubla Klan parade. It would have been 27 tomorrow. I went down, you know, heard the bad news and I started drinking, you know.
And like whenever I get drunk, I think I'm Polish.
And I got a little hungry, so I walked in a restaurant, which was the wrong restaurant. In Mississippi, which was wrong for me to do. Because they'll make you think World War II was a lawn party. But I walked in anyway, because I like lawn parties.
Norm MacDonald's here. He's got a new TV show coming out.
You finally showed up, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's like time to leave already. Norm showed up late.
Are you trying to promote the show?
I don't think he cares. You know, when a guy shows up that late to promote a show...
You know, you want the primetime audience, right? You want to get the biggest...
And the closest I could get was I'm home or Tahoe, but whatever that was, that's what happened. And I never left that temple or that state.
You ever seen fire in zero gravity?
I guess a metaphor for guitar playing would be deep earth mining or something, and you just keep banging away. First time, you know, I remember maybe I was 17 or something, and I was playing, and you know, I worked on things, I learned songs, I wrote a lot of instrumentals myself, and I practiced them and get to play them and everything, but they didn't have a lot of improvisation in them, and you know, and they had melodies, and I liked the melodies, and then I started singing, and I liked the way it felt when I sang a certain melody and got a certain sound, but really, God... guitar playing and thinking is so deep. I just the guitar playing itself is you know, when I was young, I think I was about 17, I was playing this little club, and I had my band, and we were doing a cover song. We played a song by the Premiers called Farmer John, and there were some other musicians around, and one of them was a really, really good guitar player, and he really could just bend the strings on his Telecaster, and he really just made the thing sing. I thought he was like fantastic. He had to be like 21 or something. I was like 17, and I did something on my guitar where we started playing this song, and then we got into the instrumental, and I just basically went nuts. And I think it was the first time that ever happened, and I just kept playing, and I just kept going. going and going and grinding and just pounding away at this rhythmic thing and exploring the little nuances of it. And I think, I don't know how many minutes it went on and on. And then when I came off stage, the guy walked up to me and he says, where the hell did you learn how to do that? He said, what are you doing? And I said, what do you mean, what am I doing? And it's the same thing I've been doing. And he said, oh, no, no. He said, no, I don't know what you're doing. You know, and he knew like 200,000 more chords than I did and all the scales and everything. And he just said, I just don't know what you're doing. He said, what did you do? And at that point, I realized, well, there's a place I can go. And I just kind of fell into it by accident. And I think I spent the rest of my life trying to get there.
And my teacher, not my guru, but my teacher, a yogi, got on the bus and sat next to Timothy. And the yogi had he was silent for years, and he had a chalkboard. And he wrote beautiful English, and Timothy was very impressed with who this guy was. And the bus got to Nanito before it went down the plains to Delhi. And the yogi got off and started walking to the temple. And Timothy was so attracted to him, he got off and started following. And the bus driver then blew the horn. And Timothy had the moment of choice, and he turned and he went back and got on the bus and went to Delhi. And isn't that interesting? 2 years later, I come from a completely different route to the opposite side of the earth within, 1 mile and come and meet the guy, and it changes my whole life.
This piece is called The Universal Cell, and it's really conceived of as a kind of a module, like a single part of a much larger installation.
To be treated with humanity and respect.
It's derived from a series of drawings that I scan into the computer and then I refine through various processes and send to Jim. Jim takes it to his computer, cleans it up a little bit, make sure there aren't any loose points on it. And then he puts it into a machine that's expressly designed to take the drawing or the line and reproduce it with absolute perfection by cutting through metals. A process that 10 years ago would have taken weeks and weeks and weeks can now take a couple of days.
And so it's kind of like the reverse process. Anyway, that's what
same,
I was reminded.
Same thing.
Yeah. It's one way or the other. Yeah. Okay, so we're looking at that kind of scientific kind of picture of the holographic thing. Okay, so from all right, part of what I heard there was non-locality. Okay, so in other words, it's not in one place or the other, but
like it is in a photograph.
Like it
the
is
spot on the photo paper is very important to the picture.
Okay, so but we're getting this bits of a whole and the whole reduced and then expanded or whatever. All right. Okay, so what does that tell us about our experience from a scientific point of view?
I don't think that's quite what the FTAA is supposed to do either. In other words, your own government, if this goes through, is trying to piss away the Charter of Human Rights and Freedoms and sign your own sovereignty, as well as the United States and all the other countries involved, over to global corporations with another one of these treaties.
And there's something just fantastic about being totally in control of the whole production. The whole thing was designed, like most of my work, to be taken up.
Can you imagine what it would be if your government or my country's government signed all these things over to Saddam Hussein? Or China? Or back in the day, the old evil communist empire, the Soviet Union? The English word for that is treason. Isn't signing over your country and betraying it to corporations treason too?
Right after I met him, he said to me, you got any of that yogi medicine? I said, what yogi medicine? I thought he meant vitamins. I said, I've got some, but they won't help a man like you, He said, yogi medicine, yogi. And somebody said, I think he means the acid. I said, you mean acid? He said, yeah. So I brought an acid, and I had pills that were 300 micrograms each.
So he held out his hand, so I gave him one, which is a good dose. And he kept, come on, so I gave him a second dose. Come on, he gave him a third. Now, 900 micrograms for a new person, I mean, he was over heavy weight, but that's still a good size, and it was really good acid. So he goes like this. And he froze it in his mouth then. And I was thinking, this is going to be pretty interesting, you know. And nothing happens at all. Nothing. So I go back to the States, and I tell everybody, this guy took 900 micrograms and nothing happened. Because, I mean, this is our medicine. I'm impressed, you know. But I, in the back of my mind is the gnawing question, do you suppose he really swallowed it? Maybe he veiled my mind and threw it over his shoulder or something like that, you know. But I don't know. So I come back to India 2 years later, and I find him after about 6 months, and he says to me, first time I come up to him, he says, did you give me some medicine last time you were in India? I said, yeah. He said, did I take it? I said, I think so. He said, what happened? I said, nothing. Got any more of that medicine? So I said, yeah. So I brought out, and I had five pills, 300 each. And one of them was broken. He wouldn't take the broken one. He took the four others. And he took each one, and he stuck it on his tongue. And he made absolutely sure that I saw that he took it all in. Then he said, can I have water? And I said, yeah, pani. Garam, do hot or cold? I said, doesn't matter. So he called for water, and he drank some water. He said, will it make me toggle or will it make me crazy? I said, probably. And at one point, he went under his blanket, and then he came back down looking absolutely mad. And I thought, what have I done to this poor old man? He doesn't understand the power of our medicine, and he probably did throw it over his shoulder last time, and I trapped him into taking it. Oh, my God, how can I live with this and all this? And then when he had me totally paranoid, he laughed in glee. And nothing happened. And then he said, these were known about thousands of years ago. He said, in the Indus Valley, in the Kula Valley, he said. But he said, most of that's been forgotten now. Yogis don't do the preparations for this kind of experience. They did fasting and they did things before this. And so later I said, should I ever take acid again? He said, if you're in a cool place, and you're alone, and your mind is turned towards God, you're feeling much peace, it could be useful.
I am Dracula.
Oh, it's really good to see you.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
Do not give up. It's worth it to be able to finalize something that's significant, something that's real.
Yeah, polish like the Formica and the chrome at the Ronald McDonald Plantation. To me, that things have remained pretty much the same. I mean, what's the difference between outright slavery and $5 and some change?
When sevens do focus, they're capable of depth rather than surface experience. Ovens are interested in themselves, but when they look inward, they often find themselves awash with ideas and plans. It's hard not to get distracted. It's hard to stay with depth experience. When a seven begins to meditate, they're flooded with positive, promising options and plans. To stay with it, to try to find the place of emptiness, it seems almost counterproductive. Why would someone want to do nothing when life is so intriguing, so full of possibilities, so full of interests and ideas?
Acquire fresh anecdotes and even jokes, a fund of quotations.
I really didn't know what was going on all around me during the 60s, but that something was going on was crystal clear. There was the establishment, also known as them, and the freaks among who I counted myself at my junior age.
Good morning. I'd like to have an argument, please. No, this is my first time.
I see. Well, we'll see who's free at the moment. Mr. DeBakey's free. He's in the conservatory. No. Try Mr. Barber. Room 12.
Thank you.
What do you want?
Well, I was told outside.
Don't give me that, you snotty face, even parent dropping.
What?
Shut your festering gob, you tit. Your type makes me puke. You vacuous, toffee nose, malodorous pervert.
This is like any of an argument.
Oh! Oh, I'm sorry. This is abuse.
Oh, I see.
No, you want room 12A next door.
Oh, sorry.
Not at all. Stupid git.
Is this the right room for an argument?
I've told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When?
Just now.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't.
I did.
You didn't.
I'm telling you, I did.
You didn't.
Well, I'm sorry, is this a 5-minute argument or the full half hour?
Ah, just the 5 minutes.
Just the five minutes. Thank you. Anyway, I did.
You most certainly did not.
Now, let's get one thing perfectly clear. I most definitely told
you. Oh, no, you didn't.
No, yes,
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 you didn't.
No, yes,
you didn't.
Oh, yes,
no, you didn't.
Did.
Oh, look, this isn't an argument.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. Just contradiction.
No, it isn't.
It is.
It is not.
You just contradicted me.
No, I didn't.
We did.
No, no, no.
You did just that.
Nonsense.
Oh, this is futile.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. I came here for a good argument.
Ah, no, you didn't. You came here for an argument.
An argument isn't just contradiction.
Well, can be.
No, it can't. An argument is a connected series of statements intended to establish a proposition.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. It isn't just contradiction.
Look, if I argue with you, I must take up a contrary position.
Yes, but isn't just saying no, it
isn't. Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
What the Hot Stove League remembers is that fearful moment in the fourth series.
No, it isn't. Argument is an intellectual process. Contradiction is just the automatic gainsay of anything the other person says.
It is not.
It is.
Not at all.
It is.
Thank you. That's it. That's it. Good morning.
No, just getting in.
Oh, I'm sorry, the 5 minutes is up.
That was never 5 minutes.
I'm afraid it was.
No, it wasn't.
I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to argue anymore.
What?
If you want me to go on arguing, you'll have to pay for another 5 minutes.
But that was never 5 minutes just now. Oh, come on! Oh, this is... This is ridiculous.
I told you I'm... I told you I'm not allowed to argue unless you pay.
Oh, all right. There you are. Well.
Well, what?
That was never 5 minutes just now.
I told you I'm not allowed to argue unless you pay.
Well, I just paid.
No, you didn't.
I did. I did. I did. I did.
Pay.
I don't want to argue about it.
Well, I'm very sorry, but you didn't pay.
Aha. Well, if I didn't pay, why are you arguing? Ah. Gotcha.
No, you haven't?
Yes, I have. If you're arguing, I must have paid.
Not necessarily. I could be arguing in my spare time.
Are we actually in, Eric, are we in a hologram? I mean, is that...
An ugly time for many. The writer Walter Bernstein also found himself without work.
I was working on a television series called Danger for CBS. The original director was Yul Brynner, but he left to do The King and I, and Sidney Lumet took his place. And it was a successful half-hour show. And I was working on it very happily, and the producer, a man named Charles Russell, who was not at all political himself, came to me one day and said, I can't use you anymore. And I said, why not? He said, well, I'm not supposed to tell you this. I'm just supposed to say that we're going in another direction. We're using another kind of writer. But your name seems to be on some kind of list. And as far as CBS is concerned, you're unemployable. And he would have risked being blacklisted himself telling me this. But he did. And that was the first time I knew about it.
The same thing happened to actors and actresses like Lee Grant, who, almost a quarter of a century later, played the Harris mother of the bride opposite Walter Matthau in Plaza Suite. She admitted she was a communist.
I had been in a play called Detective Story, and after Detective Story, I did another play written by Arnie Manoff. And it was very short-lived, but Arnie and I became romantically involved. It led to my being a pillow communist. I had no knowledge of what communism was, but all around me, people who I had adored, J. Edward Romberg and Phil Loeb, and all of these people were being felled like being in front of a firing squad. And for me, it was really a question of which side are you on? And I felt that there was no choice about what side to go on.
This I do with all my heart. You all know the reasons which have impelled me to renounce the throne. But I want you to understand that in making up my mind, I did not forget the country or the empire, which, as Prince of Wales and lately as King, I have for 25 years tried to serve. But you must believe me when I tell you that I have found it impossible to carry the heavy burden of responsibility and to discharge my duties as king as I would wish to do without the help and support of the woman I love.
After broadcast, he goes to Fort Belvedere, long his spirit residence. It was here that with an inward struggle, he made his fateful decision during days of suspense. Then the road to exile, to find refuge in a castle in Austria. The king who gave up the greatest crown on earth for love.
It will take 8 to 10 weeks, and you'll be notified by mail.
That help.
ultimately no group gets anything. It winds up canceling itself out. And this is another old-style idea.
Okay, when I showed you this, tell him what you thought. You thought it was a joke, right?
This morning with my mind stayed on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. You know I woke up this morning with my mind.
It's the hologram is something optical.
Maybe not the optical thing,
but if you'd like to tie this into what we were discussing before, go.
In the fields of the Southern Confederation, but these days they gotta keep the quarters so far out of sight, they gotta be bust into the suburban plantation. And then they take their positions behind the cash register. You ever notice they got pictures of menus right there on the keys? Because like in the old South, they still don't teach slaves how to read. They've replaced the heat of the Mississippi sun for a hot grill and a sesame seed bun. Now, I don't know what's gonna cure this evil. What we need about now is a sesame seed Bo Weevil.
Yeah. Well, if I could, I surely would stand on that rock where Moses stood when Pharaoh's army got dried.
Sunday school, look at you. You're doing wrong and you know it.
You're not going to be able to stop people from having abortions. But the difference is that...
plotting something rotten. Yeah, burgers are the new cotton in the fast food Confederacy.
Female anatomy was. My father owned types of clubs where women danced in the nude. There was drugs, there was alcohol, there was cocaine.
And over at Domino's Pizza, it's the Right to Life movement that your dollar does pay, because they want to make sure that everything gets delivered so they can breed them a new crop of slaves. In Kentucky Fried Chicken, they're the only one of them that's honest, but I won't say brave, because at least Colonel Sanders, he looks like he owns slaves. Now for singing this song, I might just get lynched by the mob over at the Circle K. KK. But don't give me no tombstones, just put the golden arches over my Chick McGrave.
There, all we have to do is remove the
things there.
Never been questioned.
Mr. Chairman,
the United States Senate, a Democratic majority, with Senator Dole there, examined it.
Let's give the other candidate.
Battle over the Citadel.
Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Oh, let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone.
It is a joke.
Right, but how'd you know? Will you show him? Please?
This is how we get protein A out of Aspergillus tincorum. We sweeten it, we agitate it, we spin it around, we sweeten some more. It takes about a month.
To get the same amount I brought. To get the same amount out of it.
So if it's an incubator for fungus, is that valuable?
That's not what it is.
Then what is it?
Well, there's one other way that it could secrete that much protein. It could do it naturally, but that takes a lot longer. A lot longer. But if it has a little moisture and it's left alone, it'll start secreting and it'll build up and build up, but it takes a long time.
How long?
A long time.
More than a few days?
Yes.
Then how long?
He says to get the same amount of protein that we have, the same amount that I was wiping off every 5 days, and 5 days later it would accumulate. He says it would take about 5 to 6 years.
I don't want to belittle this guy.
Exactly. So I said, screw it, and I put my watch in there.
And?
I want you to do it.
Wait, digital or old mechanical?
Exactly. I did both.
And what?
I want you to do it.
Now, we thought that we were degrading that, but I think we're doing more than that. I think we're blocking more than that.
In his daily life. Now, in America, see, we tend to think America's not. We're out of that. All that stuff is the past. Not so. For example, I'll give you a classic example. Chicago, one of the reasons Chicago is more efficient than New York is that Chicago is roughly, is probably the closest city to living in 1976 of any city of a major size in the country, with the possible exception of another curious city, Minneapolis. Now why? Well, it's because the residents of both of those cities recognized early on in the game that we were entering, whether we liked it or not, we were entering the automotive age. And so they made preparations early in the century for that. And so
tell me something about yourself.
Anything?
Well, try to make it interesting. I've got a long day ahead of me.
Tickshaw, I have una cosa about freckles. A sexual cosa. I find freckles eternal. Freckled skin, it's like it's clothed and not clothed. There's no freckle pornography. Women get famous for breasts and legs, but not for freckles.
If you have Green Gables.
I regard Anne of Green Gables as an erotic classic.
Normans. Amazing. They invented the whole English language out of nothing but French. And some Latin. Obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
When you say that, you make me feel less than. Next week, everyone. Anthony. Hello.
Hey. A friend of mine had these.
I'll see you next week.
I was saying, a friend of mine had these and couldn't use them. I figured, well, maybe we could. Tickets, Bermuda, lodging at the Elbow Beach Hotel.
I turned down a wonderful dinner invitation, and you think I'll go away with you.
The guy couldn't use them, and, you know, he gave them to me. What do you want me to do, throw them away? Come on, I'm breaking out the big guns here. You're turning me into half a stalker.
Listen, Anthony, I'm not going to go out with you, okay? And it's not because you're unattractive or I don't think I would have a good time. It's just something I'm not going to do. And I would like you to respect my decision and just try to feel that I know what's right for me. Okay?
But it's not just the psychiatric ethic stuff, is it?
I want to preserve the option for you that you could always come back to our work, if you wish, and that we could pick up where we've left off.
I don't think you get this. I want you.
And that's very flattering to me.
I'm not interested in flattering you.
I know you're not.
All right, then what is it, okay? What is it? Just help me understand it, okay?
You know, Anthony, during therapy, I never judged you or your behavior. It's at the place of a therapist to do so.
All right, I get all this. Go.
In a personal relationship, I don't think I could sit silent.
About what?
Our values are just very different.
You don't like my values?
Honestly?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Like what?
It's getting late.
No. Come on. It's okay.
Well, you're not a truthful person. You're not respectful of women. You're not really respectful of people.
I don't love people.
Maybe you love them, I don't know. You take what you want from them by force, or the threat of force. I couldn't live like that. I couldn't bear witness to violence or...
Fuck you! You fucking cunt!
Close your mental eyes. Hearing the sound, the gentle hush. Of a soft afternoon breeze. Hear the sound of the water. Hear the water flowing by. Hear the dapple of the water. In the dappled light of sun. In the sweet afternoon. In the soft grass that grows tall.
Man, are you hungry? I haven't eaten since later this afternoon.
At river's edge. Lie there and relax. Let yourself sleep in too.
I never told anybody, but this ship knew about it. It knows my fears. It knows my secrets. Gets inside your head and it shows you.
As you can hear the sound of our voice, so your subconscious mind can hear and understand everything that is being said. And not only will your subconscious mind hear and understand everything that is being said, your subconscious mind will do all that it can to make each of the following statements true. The subconscious mind will do everything it can, not only to listen and to understand, but to make each of these statements you will repeat mentally, to make each of these statements true. And as you lie there so gentle and at peace, repeat the following phrases. Repeat the following phrases mentally, knowing that your subconscious mind is listening and will respond and will make each of the statements true.
this Tuesday night. See the guys with testicular cancer. That's pain.
The time of the experiment, who remembered me from Los Alamos Laboratories, the fact that I was Ed Cameron, that I was a physicist in Los Alamos, and one chemist who was there, remembered me very well when he was living at that time down in New Mexico in Las Cruces, and then we went out for dinner one night and talked about the whole business. And he says, "You don't remember you very well. You were there in Los Alamos." But he said, "You were in a different department than I was in." And so we were all working on the bomb project. Well, from there on, I went through some other regression improvement techniques and brought back more and more memories, and then I ran into more and more people who remembered me. And, of course, I ran into Duncan and then Preston Nichols, and eventually more of the story came back, and eventually I found corroboration from other people.
Yeah, it's really a drag. Yeah, what a bring down. So where do you want to go? Yeah. Rosie's? Cool.
Out of sight, man. We'll dig it. Okay. It will take 8 to 10 weeks, and you'll be notified by mail.
Our new closer.
Here, here.
You smell something? I do. I smell success. And you've got the odor.
All right, Sam.
Why do I say that to you, Sam?
Well, I certainly am trying. I really...
It's got nothing to do with trying. It's believing. When you believe in what you're selling, you succeed. Because then you're not selling. You see what I'm saying? You're talking from somewhere here. You got to believe. It's a gift. I got it. Marty's got it. You may have it. I can believe in anything. Isn't that right, Marty?
That's true.
You want to know who the greatest salesman in the world is? That man right there. Right there. He sold the whole country, 200 million people, on himself twice. And what was Nixon's sales pitch in 68?
In 68, it was...
He said he would end the war. He would get us out of Vietnam. And what did he do? He sent another 100,000 troops in and he bombed the living shit out of them. That's what he did. Mm-hmm. Now, what did Nixon run on last year? Ending the war in Vietnam. And he won by a landslide. That is a salesman. He made a promise. He didn't deliver. And then he sold us on the exact same promise all over again. That's believing in yourself.
You ever seen fire in zero gravity? Like liquid. Slides all over everything. Comes up in waves.
I always wanted to be kids. Two boys and a girl. Mindy wanted two girls and a boy.
Wave after wave.
We never could agree on anything.
All-rounded conversationalist should possess. Read the accompanying book.
listen to the records, and learn the gay art of colorful conversation.
Insist on talking about. Don't get caught in the price game. When he asks how much it is, you tell him how great it is.
Drifting off to sleep when you're kind of feeling almost like you're gonna pass out, but not really. And you're kind of calm.
It's a very peaceful feeling.
We're missing all our lows. Help me, Rondo and Mike. We missed it all, okay? You're doing great, Al. Loosen up a little.
Put it down one time and we'll go and figure out.
Carl gets the box. I've got a very comfortable feeling.
You sound good.
Brian, you got a wonderful tune here. I'm sorry to yell. Al, loosen up a little more. I'll say sexy Rhonda more. Rhonda more soft and sexy. Mike, come on in closer on that mic when you're
we missed it. Saw how close that was.
Listen, Carl, ooh, better. Brian, you're awful chill tonight, so soften it a little. We got it. Dennis, don't flat anymore. We got it.
Come back there, Silver.
That's right. I've got to do that.
Okay. Jesus. Go ahead. How's Linda?
Is that all right?
Now let's hear it.
That's
Let me
good.
One more time. Do it one more time.
It, okay. Now, loosen up.
I'll just wait.
Be happy. Yeah. Be happy.
Okay. I'm happy. I am so happy. You can't believe it. I'm so happy.
Last night,
one song
night
you
run.
Here we go. Duplicated like this.
Took control of two buildings on the Pine Ridge Sioux Reservation. The Indians attacked about midnight, fully aware
of
the
I have 3,000 words to say.
We have bet our lives that we can make change for the American Indian, whether we live or die. And I'm prepared to die. I would rather die than submit to slavery.
Ooze, come in on the low notes, Mike. Carl, ooh, you're. Come on. Dennis, you're flatting. Okay, Mike, you're flighting on your high notes. Let's go. Let's roll. So you're big stars. Let's fight, huh? Let's fight for success. Okay, let's go. Now loosen up. Hey, be happy. Forget the people. Turn the lights out in this room. Turn the lights out in this room.
That's a great idea.
Okay, fellas, you got any guts? Let's hear it.
That only 82 words.
Don't. I said 3,000. Come on, Brian, knock it off.
It's 95.
That's you guys think you're good? Let's go. Let's go. Fellas, as a team, we're unbeatable. Let's go. You're doing wonderful, Al. Inussi, let's go. Forget it.
God damn it.
I'll leave, Brian, if you're going to give me a bad time. Let's go. Let's go.
That really gets.
I don't care if it does. Let's go. Come on. You got any guts? Let's see it. I don't care how many people are here.
I got one ear left, and your big, loud voice is killing me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm yelling. Okay, let's go. Loosen up, Al. Watch your flatting. Let's roll. Happy. Loosen it up, fellas.
Come on, let's see them bells.
Okay.
Boys. Come on.
So, okay, Audrey and I leave, okay?
No.
All just I ask roll. Is you just took the roll check.
Hand, Mike, about 500 feet away. Sorry, I forget.
Something's wrong with the recorder, Mike. Hey, Chuck, stop it.
That ain't fix the recorder, man.
I wish somebody would stop it when I say...
He's trying to fix the recorder. Oh.
Al, come in 2 inches. About an inch and 3/4, or 2 inches closer.
Why not the lottery? Well, we can if you want. That's not till Saturday. But even if we win the full 10 million, it's only a couple hundred thousand a year for what, the next 30 years?
Only.
And that's just one good trade.
A couple days like this.
I was just running a test. In and out.
Okay. Well, I want to do what you did. Okay? Exactly what you did.
Okay. The first thing I did is call in sick.
Okay. I did that.
And then I drove to the storage facility.
Okay. But I need to drop Lauren off at school first.
Okay. Then meet me there. We're going to need both cars. But we need to park yours way down the road out of sight of the facility.
Wait, why are we doing that?
Because we need a ride home.
What is that?
No, it'll make sense.
Okay. No. I'll be patient.
When I got to the storage room, I flooded the box with argon, and then I had to tighten it up to secure the leaks.
There's leaks?
There's always leaks. At 8:30 a.m., I set the timer for 15 minutes, jumped in the car, and drove to Russell Field.
Okay, I lost it.
What?
Why the timer?
Because the moment we start those machines is the moment we'll end up getting out of them, and...
Right, got it, sorry.
I don't want to be standing around when they do.
Yep.
While I was on the road at 8:45, the machine kicked on by itself, and by 8:49, it was completely warmed up. In Russell Field, I got a hotel room and tried to isolate myself.
Wait, what do you mean, isolate?
I mean, I closed the windows, I unplugged everything in the room, the telephone, TV, clock, radio, everything. I didn't want to take the chance of running into someone I knew or seeing something on the news that might, if we're dealing with causality, and I don't even know for sure, I just...
What?
Took myself out of the equation.
Err on the side of caution.
Yes. At 2:30 p.m., I called my mutual fund company and asked which stock in their mid-cap fund had the greatest percentage gain that day. The idea was just to get enough information for a one-good trade.
When we go, can we just download chart data, trade on each movement?
Yeah, but if we do that, I want to use the library in Russell Field, use their computers. So I got to the storage room at about 3:15 and cut off the power of the box. It cycled down to a tolerable level at about 3:19. See, the trick is to get in after it reaches a comfortable level, but before it shuts off completely. There's a window there.
So, does it hurt?
Yeah, it does a little. It's not bad, though, if you wait for the right time. It's like a small static shock. Once you're in, you're fine, though.
What? I know you've done it, okay? And I can only assume that you don't have cancer or male impotence because of it. But, I mean, what is your opinion on how safe this thing is?
Aaron, I can imagine no way in which this thing would be considered anywhere remotely close to safe. All I know is I spent 6 hours in there, and I'm still alive. You still want to do it?
And other people said, got him to talk about it, and he said to them, using Christ, He said, it would allow you to come in and have the darshan of Christ, your medicine. But you can only stay 2 hours and then you have to leave. He said, you know, he said, it would be better to become Christ than to visit him.
Connected with it, and there's not really anything to fear, you know. And that the old saying is that there's nothing to fear but fear itself. Well, that takes on an even deeper meaning now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is like how we begin to relate with our circumstances, the people in our lives, and our surroundings. It becomes textured in a different way. It takes on a different quality from that type of perspective. Mm-hmm. Would you guys agree with that to some extent? And does
to a large extent,
it change our relationships with one another and our circumstances?
Too much to expect.
I think almost anyone who's on the fringes of exploration, whatever it is they're exploring, comes to this experience, not intellectual conclusion, but comes to the experience of being part of something that's bigger and a sense of fearlessness. And I think it comes from people go back to the explorers, exploring new lands, go to people who are on the fringes of scientific discovery,
or political change.
Go to people on the fringe of political change, artists and poets, spiritual people, everyone who seems to be,
Now, we were fortunate enough from the wilderness to get a copy of a long Pravda story that came out about, I think it was three days after the attack. You can read it in Russian on our website. It's since been sanitized. It's been cut to about half its length.
Huh.
We had it translated, and the translation says very clearly that Vladimir Putin sent a high-level delegation to CIA about 2 weeks before the attacks with plans of the attacks, showing attacks, 25 suicide pilots, World Trade Center, and all that's been removed from the subsequent Pravda story, but we have that. But Putin went on MSNBC just a few days after the attacks and said,
it's not lying, it's business.
But, you know, it's not right, and I should have said something on the spot.
No, you shouldn't have.
Well, what are you saying, that I should swallow something like that? I mean, you know, it makes me sad that you would accept something of all people.
Sam, I'm just saying it's not that big of a deal, okay?
It is a big deal. Bonnie, if we're going to be partners, we have to get this kind of thing straight.
Look, I'm saying, I get it, okay? I've been there. But this guy's your boss. If he wants to be an asshole, that's something you just might have to let him do.
Bonnie.
There's no but, Sam.
But what about my rights?
You got a right to be mad, sure.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, partner. That's all I'm saying.
Sam, but Sam, it's a job.
See, this is what I mean. A man doesn't give up his rights at a job. A man doesn't give up his rights anywhere, and you of all people should know that.
What should I know? Because I'm black, I should mouth off to my boss? All this right shit, Sam. Right this, right that. Right's my ass. It's a job. You got a right to pay your bills, you know, pay for your kids. I'm just saying, you know, you can't keep quitting jobs. We all gotta work somehow. Come on, bud. You're a salesman, right? Just do it good like you do.
Maria Gonzalez.
Lo siento, no visitors are permitted until 6.
I'm from Westerfields. She's a key witness in a major fraud case.
Nombre?
Maria Gonzalez.
Tu nombre?
William Geld. I'm with Westerfields.
I need your print here.
But, you know, actually, it's a very urgent situation.
I know. Nombre and print.
I can tell by looking at you that you are not just a
keypad presser. You can make judgments.
See, and I've made my judgment about you. If you don't have authorization for this place...
Just one... Tell me one thing about yourself. Anything at all.
Okay. I'm tired. I have conversations like this one a lot. Is that enough?
If I were able to guess your palabra, would you be impressed?
I would be dumbfounded.
It's Garamond.
No, it's not. It's nothing like that. Did you have an empathy virus? It doesn't work here. That's why you've got a cold here.
Oh, process.
We use antiviral bacteria. The Institute is infested with streptococci. You know, here on the outside, we do not have access to some of the pleasures that are so freely available on the inside.
Oh, well, I have these. The gold ones are particularly bueno.
I don't need wealth. I just need a little encouragement.